cycling story ever told.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by United Healthcare, with information on doctors, treatment options, and cost estimates for patients to make educated health decisions, online at uhc.com. By MassMutual, a company that offers financial services designed to serve families with special needs, at massmutual.com/specialcare. And by Zillow, with homes for sale, historical pricing data, and photos all available on Zillow.com or on their mobile apps. Zillow, find your way home.
It's Friday, and that means time for a special pre-Memorial Day version of Silicon Tally. This week, my guest, a familiar voice to the public radio crowd, Kai Ryssdal, host of Marketplace. Kai, you ready to play Silicon Tally, the game where we try and stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
I was born ready, pal.
2,000 searches a second.
That is how many people are looking for information on whether or not I am going to quit Marketplace. Because if you go to Google and you type in Kai Ryssdal, like the third entry is leaving Marketplace.
I'll give you the chance right now to set the record straight.
I am not. I'm staying.
All right. Well, PetMatch, I don't know if you've heard of this. It's a mobile app that lets you search a database for adoptable pets that look like your recently deceased pet.
Oh, no. That's twisted.
But, you know, if you end up by mistake killing the neighbor's cat, I suppose.
All right. We're not going there. All right. My turn?
Yeah.
Okay. 10 million is the number. It is denominated in people.
The number of Snapchat users who will regret ever having used Snapchat in 2 to 3 years.
Either that or infinity. Yeah, no. It is, in fact, a user number. It is the number of paid users that Spotify has.
Oh, yes, yeah. Of course. They've got like 40 million users and
exactly.
Only 10 million.
10 million are paying, 30 million are listening to the ads.
All right, I got one more for you.
Okay, hit me.
1,000 cocktail recipes.
Oh, I don't even know.
Well, you're a beer guy, right?
I am a beer guy. Yeah, I don't know. Can I surrender?
You can surrender. It's BarroBot. It is an open source cocktail mixing robot that fits 12 bottles and can make 1,000 different cocktails. The question is, does it know when you're overserved?
The question is why.
So you're not going to support it on Kickstarter?
I am not. That's not where my money is going. All right, here's my kicker, if you will. It's actually -1.9%. And I will just give you a little hint. It harks to my origins as a business journalist.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I know. It's a little tough. I'm sorry.
Okay, so -1.
-1.9%.
Okay, that helps. For the 0.9 makes it much more clear. Yes. No, you got me. I got nothing.
It's from Best Buy. And it's the number out this week on same store sales over a year ago. They are down 1.9% in the first quarter because everybody's hanging on for the new gadgets that are coming out this fall.
This is a growing problem.
And you can make the case that it's, you know, good for pent-up demand, and then in the fall it'll all be great. But right now, not so good.
Are you holding out for just the next iPad, or are you waiting for Google Glass to get cooler?
First of all, I can't do the Google Glass thing, and I'm due for an upgrade on my iPhone on the 1st of June, and I'm buying, baby.
All right.
Yeah.
Kai Ryssdal. Kai, thank you very much, sir.
Anytime.
Don't forget, there's a listener version of Silicon Tally for you. You can play along at marketplacetech.org. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Funding for this program comes from Sitka Physical Therapy, offering rehabilitation services including orthopedic and sports physical therapy with a manual-based approach, custom foot orthotics, bike fitting and running analysis, and now with licensed acupuncturist Susan Chartier on staff. SitkaPhysicalTherapy.com or 747-4559.
Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m., and you are tuned into your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka, where it is 48 degrees under now sunny skies. And joining me in the studio is Susan Bronlin and Marjorie Hennessy, here to talk about a new project called Sitka Kitch. Now, Sitka Kitch sort of combines food security, community capacity building, and economic development, and tackles all these issues around the core of a kitchen. Welcome to Morning Edition.
Thank you.
Morning. Thank you.
Let's talk a little bit about the history of Sitka Kitch. Sitka Kitch is an initiative of the 2013 Sitka Health Summit. How did the idea come up and how did it develop?
Well, it actually started before that, a little bit before that. When I came back in 2009, I met with Doug Osborne and Lisa Sadler Hart and Chris Briner with an idea. I could see things had changed in Sitka than when I had lived here before. And my idea was to bring forward a community kitchen where people could brainstorm or have classes or create a business. And we talked about it, and that seed was planted, and it came up at a couple of health forums. But finally in 2013, it took hold, and Marjorie is the one who kind of brought it together, so I'll let her tell that.
So at that point, Marjorie, there was sufficient interest to generate action?
It seemed like it from the way we presented it at the health summit. People were definitely interested in food banking and food storage, ranging anywhere from the household level all the way up to the community level, and understanding the importance of nutrition and being able to provide more well-rounded kind of diets for their home, but then also small businesses who are sort of looking to bust into the restaurant business or the food-based business but don't have the capacity or the capital to build a kitchen from the ground up. And then just also providing some technical training for people who might be interested in getting a job in a kitchen or helping run a kitchen or take culinary classes to become a chef. So all of those things seem to be equally important to various people, and so we thought combining them all together and centering it around a community kitchen would be a fun project. It's a little bit of a kind of a unique way to tackle the issue. So,
you know, I was just thinking it's a very interesting approach to building community resilience, mm-hmm. and it models our own homes. You know, the kitchen is the core of our home, so why not be the core of our community?
Right, mm-hmm. Exactly.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this grant you were awarded. You're working in partnership with First Presbyterian Church, and they've given you some money.
Yes. One of their members, Cindy Gibson, approached us because that church was interested in not serving just their congregation, but becoming a true community center. And so she came to us with this idea of co-opting their kitchen to us on a part-time basis. And so we had a lot of meetings about what the kitchen needed and how to get it ready. And then she identified a funding source through a national Presbyterian organization. So we put together a proposal in April, and it only took them a few weeks to get back to us. And they sort of unanimously approved it. And so they've granted us $13,000 to make a few improvements to that facility so that we can provide the services we want primarily on the sort of business food developer end. It would have been fine for teaching classes and things like that, but to provide that professional basis, we needed to make the renovations, and Susan's our kitchen guru, so she could talk a little more about exactly what we're doing there.
Where will that money be going, Susan?
It'll be going towards a hand sink and a grease trap, which is a necessary item to have. And also, the fire suppression system had been not upgraded. It had been a dry suppression, and now it's a liquid suppression system, from my understanding. So we're going to be going to a liquid, updated fire suppression system. That way, everybody can use the hood and the stoves correctly and not have a danger of fire. So, and hopefully, if there's money still remaining, maybe at least one or two stainless steel counters. So that's where the major money is going towards. So, yeah.
Well, can we talk a little bit more about food security? There's a subcommittee that's working at it from another angle.
Mm-hmm. Right. We do have a subcommittee that's sort of committed to lending their capacity to organizations that are working on immediate relief and emergency relief. And they've been working closely with the Salvation Army right now. The Salvation Army has a storage container that isn't in the best condition, and it's causing them a lot of problems with their ability to prepare ahead and store food and keep things on hand. And so they're working with them to improve that situation. And ultimately, the kitchen end of it, we would like to eventually develop a food income stream through the classes that we teach and taking in some donations so that we can continue to augment the food supply in places like the Salvation Army so they can keep afloat and keep offering the services that they do as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, it seems like recently over the last few years, this idea of food security, this idea of community capacity building around sustenance and economic development around sustenance, it's all been gaining so much steam. And it seems like you folks are just a natural offshoot of it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, we're pretty excited about it.
Well, you've already had some folks approach you with ideas.
Yes. Yes. We've had several bakers approach us and several people about approaching us about maybe doing lunches for charter fishermen, definitely classes. We have a canning class coming up in July with the USDA. UAS Extension Service. So that is going to be coming up in July. And some other value-added fish processed value-added products as well. So yeah, there's lots of possibilities out there.
Yeah, the canning class is kind of exciting. She's going to be coming down a weekend of one of the farmers markets. So we're hoping that that'll get some attention with the people who attend the farmers market pretty regularly. And the evening before the farmers market, she's actually going to be doing a small class on cottage industry food prep. So teaching people what they need to know to do if they want to sell something at the farmers market. And then the next day after the farmers market, it's going to be a couple of hours long, like 4 or 5 hour long class on how to can fish and then how to pickle vegetables.
So it's important to mention that this is all volunteer work for you folks and other folks involved with Sitka Kitch. Mm. Marjorie and Susan, what drives you to spend so much time on this?
Well, for me, my interest is to definitely do some cooking classes and share my knowledge of other ethnicities out there and to maybe have like a Moroccan restaurant for an evening or a weekend and have people actually come and prepare the food. So that was my interest. It was also my interest to see when I first started my catering business years ago back in Massachusetts, I started as part of a grant system that was really promoting people who had viable business ideas. And I think that's why I had worked with some community kitchens when I worked with Heifer International. And I saw the possibilities. And when I came back, I thought this is exactly to get an economy growing again. And people have viable ideas. But one of the most expensive things about creating a food business on a regular basis is the startup kitchen. And that is a huge expense. And then you may or may not make it. I mean, that's one of the things that they say about cooking. If you've made it 10 years, you're pretty good to go, but it's up to 5 years, you're struggling. It's a real struggle. So I think I see the potentiality for a lot of the food that we grow, that we harvest, to be doing something more with and getting some of that creative juices growing in Sitka to kind of build the economy.
Marjorie?
Well, I actually work for SCS, the Conservation Society, and so I actually do some of this work as part of my job through SCS. My role there is to work on community development and community sustainability initiatives, and so this falls right in line with that. And we are currently sort of operating financially under SCS's wing. And it remains to be seen if we will stay as a nonprofit or go after some other financial structure. But the goal is to be able to generate a little bit of income and be self-sustaining and not have to rely so much on grant funding once we get up and running. We would just like to see it, you know, continue to grow and add on other programming that serves the community in some capacity around community sustainability and resilience, as you mentioned, because a huge issue, as we all know here in Sitka, is the majority of our food is barged in. So sort of preparing the community to be able to provide as much for ourselves in maintaining longevity for the community and health.
And so much of the food that we hunt and gather, we freeze.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And if there's a power outage,
then you're really stuck. Yeah, so right. it's another way of kind of looking at how to prepare, you know, freeze some things maybe, and also learn how to can things or mm-hmm. how to dry things. And
we can even provide, you know, people might know how to do that, but maybe they don't have access to the equipment.
Right.
And so that's where we can just provide community nights where people can kind of come in and prep their food for their storage and then not have to mess around with the expensive equipment.
Well, how can folks either become involved or pitch an idea?
Well, they can certainly call Marjorie at SCS, and they can call me if they want to. My number is 747-3183. And Marjorie?
I'm 747-7509.
And again, really quick, when is that canning class coming up?
It'll be July 25th, which is a Friday, will be the cottage industry class, and then Saturday the 26th. Around, I think we're saying around 3 in the afternoon mm-hmm. after the farmer's market.
Okay, any parting thoughts before we leave?
Not for me, no. No, that's been great, and I'm thrilled to have Marjorie. She's been, you know, the real